Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Darren McKee, one of the hosts of The Reality Check here on the Antica Podcast Network. Each week, my co-hosts and I explore a range of controversies and curiosities using science and critical thinking. You can find us on iTunes, your favorite podcasting platform, and on Facebook by searching for The Reality Check, or by following us on Twitter at @TRC_podcast. Until then, keep an open mind, but not so open your brain falls out.
Illusionoid.
Live from the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Earth, Soul, Western Spiral Arm of the Milky Way Galaxy. It's Illusionoid! To my left is retired general Lee Smart.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. It's an honorary designation that I held in the Boy Scouts. Actually, I'm a general in the Boy Scouts.
And to my right, disgraced surgeon. Nug Nargay.
There he is. Yeah,
that's right. They call it malpractice.
Yeah,
but I just called it practice.
Yeah.
And I am celebrated wrestling heel, Paul Bates.
Paul the Hammer Bates.
Yep. Yeah.
That's right.
Welcome to 2017. Welcome to the first live Illusionoid show of 2017. You guys all have a good new year?
The last year.
Yeah.
Yes. It does feel odd that we do a show about living in a post-apocalyptic future, and we now live in a post-apocalyptic future.
I know.
Well, this
is,
I suppose this is pre-apocalypse, right?
Technically, yes.
Yes.
We're just
on the cusp of apocalypse.
Exactly. It's probably the greatest time to be alive in the
pre-apocalypse. That's right. Yeah.
The twilight of the apocalypse, right?
True.
It's always best just before the worst.
It gets real good.
Yeah.
And then just goes right to hell.
We're going to do a podcast for you guys tonight. You guys have heard of podcasts before?
Is anyone familiar with Illusionoid? Put your hands together if you are familiar with what you're about to see.
Oh, my gosh.
This is fantastic.
So nice.
Wow.
That is so nice and heartfelt. Well, we are going to do a podcast for you guys, a science fiction podcast, comedic, hopefully. and we're going to do it right here on stage. But before we get started, we're going to introduce a special guest who is joining us tonight. You know him, you love him, you got to eat here with him. Please, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome to the stage, John Cattucci! Yeah. Johnny Cattucci!
We like this. We were saying John is sporting this very Hemingway look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But pre-suicide.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice. Just like the pre-apocalypse. His suicide is just days away.
Yeah. It's the best time just before the suicide.
I don't know if that's...
Don't worry. Once you die, we're going to take over your show, and it will be called You Have to Have Eaten There.
Yeah.
And we'll just reminisce about the places we went.
And we'll do like dream sequence flashbacks. Remember the time John ate this sandwich?
And then just go back to it?
You have to have eaten there.
Oh, and you'd say,
this is a great sandwich.
Exactly.
And then you go back.
And don't forget our special music director.
Oh my gosh, please. On the keys and sound effects, please welcome the one, the only award-winning jazz pianist, Jim Clayton.
Yes!
Here he is.
Jim Very jazzy.
Very jazzy. Jim, it's great to have you back. It's been a while since you've accompanied us here. It is fun, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, you feel that?
Feel that bass?
Yeah, I feel that bass.
That's good for podcasting.
That's great
for
podcasting.
What is that that's going on over there?
I'm going to say it's a cover band of some variety.
Oh, sweet.
Is
it the B Street Band?
B Street Band.
Excellent.
Can only hope.
Excellent. All right, quick. Let's get started.
Yes.
They're quiet.
Let's speak in between the beats.
We'll speak in between the beats.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to kick things off. You know how this works. We're going to take a suggestion, and then we're just going to go from there. The suggestion is going to be...
Oh, this is awesome.
...from this book. And now, this is the Twilight Zone Compendium.
Oh.
This is a summary and critique of every single Twilight Zone episode that was ever aired. So, I haven't actually seen all of the episodes, and I don't know the episodes by name. None of us do.
I don't know what the name of my favorite one is.
No, I don't either. We did one recently that was called...
The Four of Us Are Dying.
The Four of Us Are Dying. I had no idea what that episode was about, but we took the title alone and improvised a podcast based on that.
That's Anyone right. can do this.
It's not science.
No, Paul, good Lord, no, it's, Paul, they can't.
Yeah, they can't. All right, so I would like someone to call out stop when I'm riffling through this book. Ready? One, two, three. All right, and I open this. Okay, wow, this is interesting. Right, there's one title per this page here, and the title of the story is Five Characters in Search of an Exit.
I can see.
Five characters. I have no idea what this about. It was written by Rod Serling.
I can already see one problem.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So we Paul Nug and I did The Four of Us Are Dining. There were the three of us, and now we're doing Five Characters Sort of Next.
It's interesting.
So here's great. All right, so we will start with that title and take it from there. And we start like this. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Good evening, people of the past, and I assume it is evening whence you are listening, for you are busy in your day-to-day lives. Why would you listen during the day? Spend your evenings hearing warnings from the future. I, the last man alive, hidden in the middle of a moon, in the middle of a moon, down a deep hatch. Transmit to you as I hide from the insane mad computer Illusionoid. Hear this warning in your future. Via an abomination of science, entrances will outnumber exits by a ratio of 10 to 1. Confusing, inconvenient, and terrifying!
Okay, yeah. When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And if you'll just step right in here, you can see that this is the atrium.
Hi, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a very nice atrium. And this concludes the tour of the museum.
Wow.
So you've seen everything, and if you have any questions, my name is Joffrey. It's on my name tag right there.
Oh, yeah, I do have a question, Joffrey.
I have time, yes.
So is it possible for me to rent space in the museum so that I could, like, bring my family and we could do, like, an overnight, maybe a camp out in here or something like that?
It's highly unusual.
Okay.
We do sometimes rent it out for, let's say, like, a wedding reception.
Okay.
Or, like, an event, like a party for, like, a movie
premiere. Yeah, so if it's like a children's birthday party. So if
not very unlikely.
Okay. Do you do like special? Do you do like catering in here?
We hire out for the catering. We of course have no kitchen in the museum. This isn't a kitchen museum.
Okay. It's an atrium museum.
Yeah, it's just a museum of different atriums.
Yeah.
The entire museum shows off how the atrium progressed over history.
Yeah.
Over there is like a Gothic atrium. Over here is a Victorian atrium.
Yeah.
Darling, did you ask about the wedding?
I did. I asked him. He seems to think that it's not possible.
Well, you had suggested an overnight.
Yes.
And I don't know of a wedding that takes place overnight.
Well, I mean, don't judge.
Oh, I'm not. I just have never heard of it before.
Well, we were actually going to consummate our vows
you
here in the atrium.
silly man.
I really don't need to know any of this, do I?
Well,
I'm needed in another atrium very badly.
Well, all right.
This concludes the tour. If you have any questions, my name is Joffrey.
Is it Joffrey?
Yes, it's Joffrey with a G-O.
Joffrey.
Yes.
Joffrey, how long have you worked here?
17 years.
Joffrey, 17. Which is your favorite atrium?
Why? No one's ever asked me that before. They're so interested in their own love of atriums, they never ask me what mine is.
Well, you know what mine is?
Well, all right.
Whatever yours is.
Oh, my.
Bernice. Are you flirting with him?
Oh, no, I wouldn't ever.
Well, it sure seemed like you're flirting with him.
Of course not, but just look at his darling hair.
Oh, well, I should really be going.
Joffrey, is it?
Yes, it is Joffrey, yes. I've said it many times.
With a
times.
G?
Yeah, G-O.
Joffrey.
Yes, that's right.
What planet does that come from, Joffrey?
Earth.
Oh.
I was named after a giraffe.
Joffrey the giraffe.
Joffrey.
Yes, I remember. Joffrey the Giraffe.
Yes, he was a character that was used to advertise for a popular
toy store. Yes, he was the
That's right.
Could we play with you, Joffrey?
Oh, that's one question too many. I'm sorry.
What is it?
That was out of bounds.
It seems that you two need to have a discussion. If I could just get out of here,
Joffrey
is it? Yes, I've said it many times. It is.
It's just a wonderful name.
No,
it
thank
just
you.
Slips off the tongue, Joffrey.
Really, don't use your tongue at all to say that name.
You just keep your tongue in check, Bernice.
You just keep yourself in check.
I should really not be here for this fight.
Joffrey.
Yes?
Don't leave me.
I really wish I could.
You never told me what your favorite atrium is.
Well, no, we moved on pretty fast from that question.
Forgive me.
That's, of course. My favorite is the atrium of the future, of course, because who knows what happens in there.
The atrium of the future?
Yes, it's just through one of these doors to the atrium of the future.
Meanwhile, in the atrium of the future.
It's a beautiful waterfall.
Oh! Oh! Suddenly the waterfall is the least of my concerns.
Is it true that the future is full of rain, Dad?
Well, yes! Obviously, we are inside and still being rained on.
Is that the effects of the atrium, or is it the effects of the future?
It is the effects of climate change.
Climate change? I heard that was baloney.
Well, now that we are in the future, we see that it was not.
No, you're
right. We see that the ravages we imparted upon our own world resulted in dynamic weather changes indoors as well as out.
Probably because of that weather machine.
Yes, the weather machine that I built with 100% fossil fuels.
Yeah, it really screwed things up.
Definitely was the downfall of our climate.
But I'm still proud of you for doing it, Dad.
Tim, I want to thank you for your support.
Me? But Dad, you built the weather machine. I just stood there and went, go, Dad, go.
Tim, there are, in my darkest moments, I asked myself, can I do this? And if I can, why am I doing this? And then I thought of you looking up to me, and I knew whatever I was doing, even if it was the most wrong-headed, detrimental tool to ever be invented, I knew I couldn't let you down.
But you had to do it, Dad. Even when Mom left, I was like, no, he has to do this.
Mom left because of it.
What? I thought it was because of me.
No. You were merely incidental.
I was an accident?
Oh, quite. Yes. Yes, from a different machine.
Oh.
The love machine.
I won't see that for a long time.
No, not.
Joffrey!
Oh, do you hear that?
Someone's at the door of the atrium, Father.
That's an atrium from the past. The world is fine. I haven't built any machine there.
Well, you did.
Well, it depends on what past it is, I suppose. If it's an atrium from yesterday, then yeah, I built it.
But I can only hear the voice. I don't even know what door to open. Should we let them in? Should we bar the door? Where's the door?
Tim, there's one thing I know about the Museum of Atriums.
What is that?
If we open the doors between time periods, then these atriums will begin to collapse upon each other.
But they're not... Are they not structurally sound?
For now, they are. But as soon as dimensions collide, the walls and exits and entrances annihilate each other.
Geoffrey!
Yes?
Would you open a door for me, darling?
Would you please open the door for my soon-to-be wife?
I would love
to see the atrium of the future.
You know, the door is right here. I suppose I could... Oh, it seems to be quite locked.
Well, let's try together. Here's my hand on your hand.
Easy now, Bernice.
Oh, my.
Put your hand here, too, darling.
Here's my hand.
Now put yours under his.
What?
Oh, just underneath, with my palm facing upwards.
Okay, Tim, just put your hand on this doorknob. Yeah. I can feel them trying.
There, yeah.
Now everyone, twist it together. Left or right.
Like there are five people trying to open this one door.
Welcome to the future.
Who are you and why are you in the atrium of the future?
My name is Dave.
He's my dad.
This is my son, Tim.
Hi.
Hi,
this
guys.
This is Joffrey.
Hello, I'm Joffrey. I work here. You can tell by my name tag. And it says Joffrey.
And I'm Ernie.
And Joffrey, this must be your fiance. I can tell the way she's looking at you.
Actually, no, that's Bernice and Ernie.
That's right. Engaged. We're the ones to be married. It seems as though this interloper, Jeffrey.
I just work here. I'm not an interloper.
Things are awkward, Dad. Is this why Mom left?
Yeah, it could have to do with this, yes. These are people from my past.
They're from your past? You know who these people are?
Yeah, that's Ernie over there.
That's right. I know you, Dave.
Do you remember? Can you tell?
Of course.
Can you tell it's me? I mean, I've aged significantly.
You're so much older. Your face, your skin has become paper thin and wrinkled, but I recognize you.
You haven't changed a day.
Haven't I? Haven't I changed?
Well, the last time I saw you, I left to work on a weather machine.
That's right, with the plans that I had drafted.
Dad, you said you made it up all by yourself from a dream.
What is this conversation you're having?
Can I go?
Joffrey, no, stand beside me, close, hold me.
Bernice, there's a part of my past that I never disclosed to you.
And Tim, there's a part of my past that I never disclosed to you that dovetails conveniently with Ernie's.
Yes. Turns out that Dave here was my first husband.
Not just...
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah,
well, how's that even possible? You were married to Mom.
Hey, it's 2048, okay? Anything's possible.
This is before he was married to your mother, Kim.
Yes.
No, I understand how it works. I just didn't know about it.
Well, you're
not the only one.
It's a past that I kept secret from you. I didn't want to confuse you. I wanted to let you know at the right time.
This concludes the tour of the atriums.
Joffrey, you need to hear this, too.
I don't want... Oh, fine.
Joffrey!
Dave is me, and Ernie
is me.
And we were not only husbands, but scientific partners.
That's right. That's right. We
were. Was this your partner you spoke of?
Yes. Bernice, I was choosing the right time to tell you, to unburden my soul completely. So
there's no time like the atrium of the future.
The atrium of the future, he decides to tell me, young child.
I know. I learned about it, too, at the same time as you did.
You look quite... How old are you?
In 11.
It's too young.
I wish I told you sooner. In fact, I wish we could just step into another room so I could tell you sometime in the past.
Oh, that'd be great. I would love to step into another room.
Joffrey, you need to hear this.
No, I want to go so badly.
I stole the plans for the weather machine from Ernie.
That's right.
Just like Joffrey is about to steal... your fiancé.
No, I am not.
I think he is.
You forget that we are in the atrium of the future, and I have a photo album from your camp-out wedding.
I allowed a camp-out wedding?
Yes, you did.
I'm going to get fired for sure.
Money
That's
talks.
How much you love me, obviously.
Let's take a look and see how things went. Here's the beginning.
Look at us, so happy. Beaming, smiling from ear to ear.
Bernice headed down the aisle when suddenly Joffrey steps forward.
Why would I do that?
Asking himself why he would do it as he's doing it, but trusting some instinct deep inside of him, some knowledge that he knows this is right for the rest of his life and her life together.
You can tell that from a picture?
I was there.
What? Oh, there you are in the picture.
Yes, just taking notes.
And I was powerless to stop you, Joffrey, because I knew that Bernice had found a soulmate in you.
Are you sure? Because I'm not.
Joffrey, search your heart. Your soul. Your heart soul.
I wonder if it's in another atrium. I should go.
Joffrey, take me with you.
I don't know where to go.
Joffrey!
I'm beside you.
The good news is the rain has stopped.
It has.
Yes, it's clearing up.
There's no more rain in the future, Dad.
Well, we are, in our time, it's the present right now. There was just rain. There could be rain coming up.
Oh, like a regular day.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of just like,
kind of
like that.
Cool.
Yeah. The other thing.
There's something else?
Yes.
Oh, could I not be here for this?
Joffrey,
you need to hear this.
Why? Why do I need to hear these things? I just want to leave, and there's clearly no way out.
This affects you, and that's exactly my point, is what I was about to say.
What?
What is he talking about? What is he saying?
As you can see, there is no way out.
But we came in a door.
The door is right here. Let me.
But
there's no door.
There is no door.
Oh, my God.
Joffrey! No door.
Yes, Bernice.
I just wanted to say your name.
By contaminating our time with the time of the adjacent door, we have meddled with things we don't understand.
So much so that now there's no way out of the atrium of the future.
The atriums in this building will slowly collapse in upon themselves until we are left alone in a tiny atrium, slowly crushed to death.
Are they not structurally sound?
Tim, there's no easy way to say this. No.
Oh.
You know, that was quite easy to say that.
Yeah, I was going to say, there is an easy way to say it. It's just no.
No.
You don't have to sugarcoat it, Dad. I'm going to be 12 soon.
I always love the support you give me, even when I have doomed us all.
You're the best at it, Dad!
Is there no way to reverse?
One way.
Oh, it's
Dave. You remember when you stole my plans and used them to construct that weather machine?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Did you happen to turn them over and see what was on the back?
If I remember, my dad tacked them to a wall so that he could always look at it.
I glued them like a poster on a telephone pole.
So you never saw the back of them?
I refused to look at the back of them.
Well.
I was single-minded in my goal to steal your weather machine and just build it no matter what it did.
Yeah. Dad always used to say, look at the back of a paper, you'll be sorry later.
That's how I kept it in line.
Solid rhyme, kid.
Wise words.
Yeah.
Quite good.
You know, I was pressed for time when I gave that warning to him.
Did you bring that plane with you any chance today?
Dad, you brought that phone pole with you.
Didn't you? Did you chisel that piece of a phone pole off and bring it with you?
There it is, right in the center of the atrium.
It's the top of the weather machine.
Of course.
And it's holding up the atrium structurally.
See?
Exactly.
Any way to take off the plans, but not rip them as you're taking them off, so then you can see the other side of the plan?
Can you take them off the pole? Is it a load-bearing poster, Dad?
We need a humidifier.
Well, it did just rain, so it is pretty humid.
Oh, that's good thinking, Sam. I wish you were my son.
I might be.
There's something else. There's something else I have to tell you.
Please, go ahead.
I didn't just steal the plans to your weather machine.
You didn't just steal the plans? What?
I stole the life you created.
What are you talking about?
Can I leave?
Tim, you are not your mother's son.
What?
You are one of our progeny.
You and Mom?
Me and Ernie.
Ernie.
What?
We created you.
What do you mean?
Using one of our...
Stem cells?
Yes.
And the love machine?
The love machine.
Yes. That was on the back of that... plans for the weather machine. The love machine.
Dad always said it wouldn't work for nobody but him.
He was right about that.
The truth is, I didn't. Yeah, I could enjoy enjoy the reference.
I enjoyed it.
The truth is, it wasn't my stem cell that made you. It was Ernie's. Everything I take pride in, I've stolen in my life.
I've supported my dad my whole 11 years, and it turns out you're not even my dad.
That is pretty much the size of it.
This is awkward. If I could just leave, you guys could just finish this whole
Joffrey,
thing.
Joffrey, there's nowhere to go. You know you can't go anywhere now.
Joffrey, I think you have to climb up that pole.
You're the only one who could do it.
It's your museum.
We need to get those plans, Joffrey. Bring them down here.
All right, I'm going to climb the pole. Joffrey. Try not to have any more awkward conversations without me.
Joffrey!
Yes, Bernice?
Take my scarf.
What for?
So you can remember me.
You're just 15 feet below me.
You never know what could happen.
In the atrium of the future, you're right. Give me your scarf. All right. Scarf tied. Here I go. Up the machine.
Look at him go.
Up the pole.
Look how the muscles in his legs bulge.
I do see
that. Here's the poster. If I could just peel the plans off this.
Breathe on it. Breathe on it.
Gently.
That's it. That's it. It's free.
There it is. Here, catch! Oh no, the rain!
Oh!
Oh, no!
This pole is getting slippery!
Joffrey!
Joffrey, I have to tell you something!
What?
You're going to die!
When?
Now!
What?
Because!
Whoa!
Oh no, the scarf is wrapped around his neck!
Oh my god! This is so much more gruesome than I'm
trying to get!
You gave him the instrument of his demise! It was your love that killed him. Now he's hanging like a soggy flag on a pole.
Way to go, Bernice.
Ernie, you have to do something.
What do I have to do?
I don't know. You're the scientist?
Yes, you're right. I need to step up, be the man I've always wanted to be.
You know what?
What?
These words were wasted for so many years, but you can do it, Dad.
Thank you, Tim. I never thought I'd hear my child say those words to me, but yes, I can get that plan.
He's just over that river.
Got it! There. The plans for the love machine.
I thought
they're on the back
Joffrey.
Of the weather machine!
Well, help save Joffrey!
Joffrey's dead!
There's no way to bring him back!
Was that your plan all along to get your nemesis out of
the
way?
Did you want me to give him my scarf?
All of it, yes. Absolutely.
All of the scarf?
All of it?
All of those things. You said, yeah.
When you came in, you knew I was going to fall in love with Joffrey.
Yep.
And then you knew we were going to come into the atrium of the future.
Yep.
And then you knew that Joffrey was going to climb that pole.
Yep.
And then I was going to give him his scarf.
Yep.
And then he was going to die.
Yep. Pretty good, right?
He's a scientist.
He knew what the future would be because he made the machine.
So you made all this happen.
This is all my doing.
And Joffrey finally got the exit he was looking for.
It's Joffrey.
What?
Please, give him that dignity at least.
I thought it was Joffrey.
No, it's Joffrey.
I wasn't listening.
Well, there's only one way out for the rest of us. And that's to rebuild this machine.
The love machine?
Yes.
I don't understand.
Well.
Love can build an exit?
Exactly. Thank you, Tim. You're a good boy.
Thanks, Dad?
Yeah. So we need a stem cell from everyone.
But I'm all stem cells.
I know. Head to toe stem.
Oh.
But everyone, you mean from Joffrey as well?
Exactly.
Take me, Ernie.
Take you? Take all of you?
Take my stems and my cells and use them. I've done enough. I've stolen enough. The least I can do is give back. Build the love from me.
Do you have any love in you?
We won't know until you look deep inside of me.
Okay. Does anybody have a knife?
Yep. Yeah. I'll cut him open.
Yeah. Oh, Tim, that turned quickly. Oh.
Yeah. Let me just
see
if I can carve him open and look for more love inside.
No, this is happening. Tim.
Just get both hands in there and crack open that.
Oh, my ribcage is right. I'm still doing this for you, Tim.
still speaking. It's weird.
I'm sorry for the pain I caused.
There it is. I just need to reach in. I see the stem cell just under his sternum.
Yeah, careful. There it is.
Plucked. Look at it. It's and pristine.
And now look at him. He's deflating like a balloon.
Yeah. Oh. A sad, sad balloon. And now into the love machine goes his stem cell.
Turns out the weather machine is just the love machine missing one stem cell.
Yeah.
But now there's only three of us left. Who do I go with? I lost my dad.
You still got me.
Dad?
Yeah.
And you still got me.
We could be...
Mom?
A family, Kim.
I've always wanted a family.
All right. Now I just need you to masturbate.
What? I'm 11.
Well, it's about time then.
I really should go. Joffrey was right. Well, I need to get out of here.
That stem cell needs to be fertilized, Kim.
Oh, I can't do it.
I'm a hermaphrodite. Bernice is... I don't know what Bernice is.
Bernice, what are you?
I'm a person.
Too vague.
A human person.
Getting warmer.
A female human person. Also part horse.
There you go. Sounds like she can do it.
All right. Bernice, give it your best shot.
Gross.
Oh. That was like a liter.
Is this the exit we wanted? Is the exit? There's the exit.
There it is.
Please, someone grab Joffrey.
I'll climb up the pole and get him.
Thank you.
Easy now.
Someone get my dad. My old dad.
Dave. This deflated the balloon person?
Yeah.
Roll him up. Put him in my pocket.
I got Joffrey off the pole.
Joffrey!
Same.
It's not.
Let's go.
Quick. The exit is Irish and closed.
Hurry.
Hurry. Hurry. Hurry. Hurry.
We made it into the atrium of now?
Yes. The atrium of now.
The atrium of now.
But how do we get out of here?
There's an exit door right there.
Oh, right, I didn't see it.
We'll always remember the atrium of the future. And remember, the atrium of the future is not set.
It's not set in stone?
It's not set, no. It can be changed. The decisions and choices we make today will affect the atrium of the future.
Bernie, what's happening to you?
He's melting!
What's happening?
He's melting!
Oh, Joffrey! He took
the stem cell!
I control this body now.
Oh, Dad!
Tim, I'm back!
Yay!
If you can accept me in the shape of Ernie, I hope you'll take me.
Wait a second. If you can go into other bodies, why can't you go into Joffrey's?
I chose not to.
I think that's a wise decision.
Thanks, Tim. I'm glad I have your support.
Oh, Dad, go.
I'll always remember you, Joffrey. Always.
Did you even really know that guy?
No.
The end.
Woo! Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. John Cattucci.
As Bernice.
Thank you, John.
Five characters in search of an exit. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, and Nug Nargang. With special guest, John Cattucci. Live music and sound effects by Jim Clayton. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theatre in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, January 17th, 2017. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show.
Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at Illusionoid Pod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.